Here, stop that, will you? Get off her. She's only a young one. Get off.
When the saints come marching in.
Hello.
Hello.
I believe you are Mr. Arthur Shepherd.
That's right, Shepherd by name, Shepherd by nature. Oh. Low, my flock are lowing.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, that's rather good, that one. I never heard that one before.
That's a new one on me.
Yeah, that's a new one on her. Will you get on?
Let me introduce myself, Arthur. My name is Matthew.
Hello, Matthew.
You may have heard of me and my colleagues, Mark, Luke and John.
I know you lot. You're celebrities. Let me shake you by the hand.
Certainly.
Could I touch your raiment?
By all means.
Thank you.
All right.
Best raiment I ever touched.
Yeah. Jolly good. Let me explain, Arthur. We are doing an in-depth profile of Jesus.
Oh, yeah?
You may know him as the Messiah.
No, I don't know.
What, you don't know him?
Yeah, I know him as Jesus.
Oh, fine.
Not that other thing.
Oh, I see, right.
Which newspaper do you work for?
I work for the Bethlehem Star.
Oh, yeah. The wife and I take the Star, actually.
Oh, jolly good.
Don't think much of your racing, tipster.
Oh?
I had 3 shekels on that camel in the 3:15 at Galilee. It's still bloody running, that one.
Well, I don't work on that side of the paper myself. You know, I work on the more serious side, reportage.
Oh, reportage, yeah. Very serious work.
Yes, indeed. And as I was saying, Arthur, we are doing this in-depth profile of Jesus,
yeah.
And I gather that you were actually in on the very first moment surrounding the birth of the Holy Child.
Yeah, I was, yeah.
That is marvellous.
Oh, good.
Now, what I'd like you to do, if you're willing, of course, is tell me what happened in your own words.
Well, it's quite simple, really.
Oh, marvellous.
Basically, what happened was that me and the lads were abiding in the fields.
Abiding in the fields.
Yeah. Mind you, personally, I can't abide these fields.
No.
I mean, look around you. They are unabidable fields.
Yeah.
I say these are the most unabidable bleeding fields I've ever had to abide in.
Yeah. I'll abide by that. You were abiding in the fields, Arthur.
Yeah, and we were watching our flocks by night.
Watching our flocks by night, yes.
Yeah, because that's when you have to watch them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's when they get up to all their rubbish.
Oh, right, yeah.
Hot summer nights, the rams go mad.
Yeah.
Especially that one over there. He's a filthy little bugger. Will you cut that out? Doing that in front of you, a holy man.
Well, it's only human.
Yeah. I may be a bit old-fashioned, but I don't like to see one ram doing it to another.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, blimey, he's an enthusiast, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, top marks for enthusiasm, 0 for accuracy.
It's a bit distracting, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm sorry about all those ramifications going on down there. I've got no control over them.
Ah, well, they're only young ones, aren't they?
Yeah, I think I'll get my next lot from Gomorrah.
Oh. Arthur, you were abiding in the fields,
yeah.
And you were watching your flocks by night.
Yeah.
Then what happened?
Well, much to our surprise, the angel of the Lord flew down.
That must have been a fantastic experience.
Well, it made a break, you know. bit of a change just from abiding, him suddenly flashing down like that.
But how did you know it was the angel of the Lord?
Tell you what the giveaway was, Matthew. It was this ethereal glow he was emanating.
Ah.
He was emanating this ethereal glow.
Right.
And as soon as I saw him emanating, I said, hello, angel of the Lord.
Yeah. Halo?
Halo, certainly, yeah.
Yeah.
Halo and goodbye, we said afterwards. Because he wasn't there for long. He just delivered his little message and he was off like a bat out of hell.
Wings, I suppose.
Oh, wings. I have never seen such a gorgeous pair on a man.
Really?
They were outstanding wings. All gossamer shimmering there in the starlight.
Oh, it must have been remarkable.
It was, I noticed it.
Yeah. What did he say to you, Arthur?
Well, he sort of singled me out from the other lowly shepherd folk like.
How marvellous.
And he said, unto ye a child is born.
Yes.
Unto ye a son is given.
Yeah, what was your reaction?
Total shock. I mean, I wasn't even married at the time. And I thought, blimey, what was I doing this time last year, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Could it be that little bird I met down the Shepherd's Delight?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But the angel of the Lord... the angel of the Lord went on to explain that when he said ye, he didn't mean me personal-like. He meant ye in the sense of the whole world. Under the whole world a child is born. Under the whole world a son is given.
Yeah, he was using the universal ye.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't know that because I'm not educated.
No, that's what he was using, though, the universal ye.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, lovely use of it, too.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
And he went on to say, you shall find the child lying in a manger, all meanly wrapped in swaddling clothes.
Oh, lovely language.
He was very effluent.
Yeah. I suppose your first reaction was to whip over there and have a peep.
Naturally, we all dashed down the stable. But when I arrived, I was in for a bit of a shock.
Go on.
I will. Because when he said, you shall find the child all meanly wrapped in swaddling clothes, I thought to myself, fair enough, he'll be fairly meanly wrapped, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing flash, nothing gaudy.
Yeah, right.
But when I got there, it was diabolical. It's the meanest bit of wrapping I've ever seen. What's more, that kid was barely swaddled.
Good Lord.
I say, it's the worst job of wrapping and swaddling I've ever seen in my life. Terrible wrapping, atrocious swaddling.
Oh, how very distressing.
It was alarming to behold.
I'm sure it was, Arthur. Now, Arthur, I want you to think back in time.
I'll do it now, if you like.
No. Now, what I meant was think back now to then.
That's what I meant. Think back to then, now.
Right. Now then. What was the atmosphere like in the stable on this joyous, historic occasion?
The atmosphere in the stable was very, very smelly.
Ah.
There were all these cows and goats and sheep and camel about.
Yeah, no.
And they had no sense of occasion.
No, that's a fascinating sidelight, but what I was really after was, what was the atmosphere like amongst the members of the Holy Family?
Oh, the personal atmosphere?
Yeah.
In one word, tense.
Tense? You surprised me.
Joseph in particular. He was sitting in the corner of the stable, looking very gloomy indeed.
He might have been feeling a bit disgruntled, not being the real father.
I think that was it.
Yeah.
I think he felt left out of the whole thing.
Yeah, right.
And personally, I think this is why he'd done such a rotten job on the swaddling.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, he just couldn't be bothered to swaddle.
No, right.
And let's face it, there had been a lot of tittle-tattle about his wife and the Holy Ghost.
Oh, yes.
I mean, rumours had been flying round Bethlehem.
Yeah, right.
As indeed the Holy Ghost must have been.
Yeah. Was the Holy Ghost there?
Hard to say.
Yeah.
He's an elusive little bugger at the best of times, isn't he?
Yeah.
And I didn't see him, and I was very disappointed, because I felt very strongly at the time that he should have been there.
Mm.
You know, in his capacity as the godfather.
Yeah.
Well,
especially after his treatment of the Virgin Mary, making her an offer she couldn't refuse.
Yeah. And making her an offer she didn't even notice.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Arthur, I gather later on in the evening, three wise men came by. Am I right there?
Three wise men arrived, yeah.
Yeah?
Three bloody idiots, if ever I saw any.
Yeah.
In they come, call themselves Maggie.
Three blokes come in and call themselves Maggie?
Yeah. They peered round the stable door, said, hello, we're Maggie.
How very embarrassing.
We didn't know where to look.
No.
And they were bearing these gifts, you see.
Yeah.
Gold, frankincense, and meh.
That's M-E-H, isn't it?
I think so, yes.
Very nice of them to have brought those. Very nice of them to have brought those along, eh?
Well, I think the gold was probably welcome, but what's a little kid going to do with frankincense and meh? I ask you.
I suppose you're right, actually.
I mean, meh is that stuff what poofs put behind their ears, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
Over-perfumed ointment muck.
Yeah, right.
But Jesus! He was so polite about it, I'll never forget. He sat up in the manger, he adjusted his swaddling. He said, thank you, gentlemen, for these lovely prizzies. I hope you have a safe trip back. Merry Christmas!